We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We have on the line with us, however, a through football authority on short rest himself. He did the post-game NBC Sports Philadelphia, the icon himself, the great Ray Dittiger. How you doing, Ray?
Hi, Ange.
Ray, true or false, the number one problem with the Philadelphia Eagles right now is coaching.
True.
Explain.
Well, I just think that their approach, I mean, you could talk about the defense too, but let's just start with the offense. It's the, I can't figure out what they're trying to do. I take that back. I do see what they're trying to do, but I don't understand why they're doing it. It's just not, you know, Seth Joyner used the term last night. In fact, we were watching the game, we both said it, and Seth said it on TV. So this is a high school offense, and it really is, and it's not even a good one. You know, this notion that you can just come out and run these quarterback option plays and put everything in Jalen Hurts' hands is just, it's just not workable. It's just not feasible. And, you know, you've seen it early in games, and you've seen it in 2 weeks in a row now. You've seen it really kind of through the whole season, but the last 2 weeks pretty dramatically. I mean, against Carolina last week, first seven possessions, they had two first downs. You know, and then last night against Tampa Bay, they had 5-3 and outs in the first half. So, I mean, that's just not sustainable. I mean, you just can't play that way. And I thought that in his post-game press conference, you know, Jalen Hurts, who certainly at this point in his career is not calling out, he's not going to call out anybody. He just, that's not his nature, and he certainly doesn't want to open the door to a controversy. But I thought that what he said at one point in the press conference was, he said, you know, offensively we need to have an identity. We need to find an identity, which is a term that we've used before in our conversations. But the quarterback said it last night. And what he's really saying there is he's – I don't want to say he's calling out the coach, but he's appealing to the coach that, you know, We don't have an identity. We, as an offensive football team, we don't establish really what we want to be and how we're going to go about attacking the other team. We have to find out who we are. We have to establish an identity and then build from there. And right now, when the quarterback says that he's not sure that offense has an identity, then your offense has a major problem.
Ray, you have been, as much as anyone I know, an advocate for the running game because you know how important it is to having a multifaceted offense.
Sure.
I want you to know if the fans are making a statement at the organization of this team. It's 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Miles Sanders has had the ball one time. He gets the ball and he gets a big first down. And at that moment, the crowd, I think, communicates directly with the owner's box. Let's listen.
Third and three, motion to the near side of the field. It is a running play, and picking up the first down is Miles Sanders.
Let him run.
On a delay, they gave it to Miles Sanders, and he found room on the left side, and Jordan Whitehead trips him up for the 5-yard gain, and sarcasm comes from the stands in waves.
Right. The fans are trying to tell them to do what's obvious, what everybody knows to do. You think they're hearing it?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're hearing it, but is it going to influence change? I don't think so.
Wow.
I mean, because philosophically, this is what they are. This is what they want to be. I mean, this is coming down from the top. They want to, you know, they want to be a team that throws the ball. They want a team that runs the offense through the quarterback. But right now, their quarterback is still trying to figure out what he is and how he can play and compete and succeed in this league. And it's just not working. I mean, to commit to the kind of offense they're running now is to basically try to win with a three-page playbook. I mean, you just can't do that in the National Football League. I mean, and you had the perfect representation of it last night. You had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come in, as, by the way, the defending world champions, merely playing with the greatest quarterback in the history of the game, and three receivers in Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin, and Mike Evans, who all are on pace for a 1,000-yard season. Each one of them is on pace for a 1,000-yard season with Tom Brady pulling the trigger. That's how good their passing game is. But yet, they found a way to run the ball 31 times. And it isn't as if they were having tremendous success. I mean, Leonard Fournette was one of the stars of the game. He finished with 81 yards. He had 20, but he had 22 carries. Didn't even average 4 yards a carry. But when they started drives, Brady had no problem turning around and just sticking the ball in Leonard Fournette's stomach. And the next thing you know, it's second and four. You know, and that's, and then everything else that they want to do offensively, everything else Brady wants to do in the passing game, it all works off of that. And if you have a team like the Bucs that have accomplished what they've accomplished with that guy at quarterback, and you can still find a way to run the ball, to run the ball 31 times in a game, how do you justify being the Philadelphia Eagles, what they are right now? And you go through the game, and your running backs combined have 9 carries. It doesn't make any sense. And you just, and that's what the you know, and God love the football fans in Philadelphia, because you can't fool them. They know what they're watching. And last night they sent a very strong message during the second half of that game about how they felt about this offense. The only question is anybody in the Eagles organization going to listen?
Well, this is the I think this is the whole focus of what we should be talking about, Ray, and that is the arrogance of people running the Philadelphia Eagles right now who are throwing away 100 years of NFL football and saying, we're going to redefine how you run offense. And the new guy we brought in is going to do what we tell him. That's what we're seeing here right now. They're trying to redefine it, and it's not working.
No, it's not. And it's not working for, you know, a number of reasons. But, you know, part of it is you're asking an awful, awful lot, and you're putting a tremendous amount of responsibility on the shoulders of a very young quarterback who, in his own way, is trying to figure out how to play and make win games in the National Football League. And if you have Jalen Hurts at this point in his development, as a coaching staff, what you should be doing is trying to build an offense around him, you know, and give him other weapons to work with, as opposed to just basically setting him up in the shotgun, snapping him the ball, and saying, "Okay, here, kid, go make a play." I mean, that's you can't do that. It just doesn't make any sense. And yet they do it week after week. And you know, Hurts's comments after the game, where he said we need to find an identity. I really think he was just sort of sending a message of his own to the coaching staff, and probably to Nick Sirianni most of all, that, you know, what we have to do is we have to complete this offense. I mean, last night they only had 8 plays of 10 yards or more. The Eagles did. They only had 8, and 3 of them were Miles Sanders runs. Miles Sanders, who was like no factor in the game practically at all, had three of the 8 10-yard plays that you had in that game. And he had that on just 9 attempts. Now, you know, when you look at this team right now, the first thing that any good coaching staff does is they, especially on offense, you identify your playmakers. Who are the guys here that we want to put the ball in their hands? Who are the guys here that can really make a play? If by any objective standard, you look at this offense and you're a coaching staff that has your eyes half open, I mean, you're going to say 2 of your best playmakers are Miles Sanders and Kenny Gainwell.
Yep.
So you go into the game, and part of your game plan has to be, let's get the ball to these guys. Let's let them make some plays for us. You know, you got some receivers. I mean, Smith is a good receiver. Goddard, when he's playing, is a good receiver. It's okay, so they're part of this for sure. But you're going to just basically write those guys out of the offense, not because the defense is taking them away from you, but because you're taking them away yourself.
Let's get to the other side of the ball, right? Is it a wise strategy to use a soft zone that gives Tom Brady wide open receivers underneath the coverage? Is
No.
that a good way to that is what they were doing last night, right?
Yeah, it was. It was.
Well, that's ridiculous.
They went to, and I really expected it. I thought, you know, in the afternoon when I was sort of mapping out how I thought the game was going to go. Not that I know everything that Jonathan Gannon preaches, and I don't really I don't know that I've really got a clearer handle on what he wants to do, but I was guessing. I said, he's just going to play quarters coverage. He's just going to play zone. He's going to try to take away the big play. He's going to have the safeties deep. He's going to try and keep everything in front of him. And Tom Brady's just going to dink and dunk and nitpick and just move the ball down the field. Nothing spectacular, but he's just going to control the ball and he's going to control the clock because that's what he does. If you just come out and you play just basic zone defense against this guy, oh, man, I mean, it's not going to be pretty and it's not going to be spectacular and it's not ever going to go into the Tom Brady highlight reel. But it's going to win the game for sure because he's just going to take what's right in front of him, and that's what he did in this game. You know, the Eagles were dropped into their zones, and he would run. You know, he would let it develop. Leonard Fournette would swing out of the backfield, get into the middle in a big open space. Bing! There's an easy pitch and catch and another first down. If he needed to hit a receiver, he would just run a drag across the middle, get whoever was isolated on a linebacker, hit him with an easy pass. Boom! Move the chains. You know, at the end of the game, when the Eagles have "quote unquote," close to within a one-score game. You know, Tom Brady's coming on the field with just about 6 minutes to go. And I said to Barrett Brooks, I said, "Do you have any sense that the Eagles are ever going to get the ball back in this game?" And Barrett said, "No." And I said, "No, neither do I. I mean, Brady's coming in now. It's a one-score game. Okay, you know, Joe Buck's doing his best to try and keep people interested." Yep. And I said, Brady's going to come in here, and he's just going to run it right down the field. And he's going to wind up taking a knee. They're not going to score any points. The people that took the Eagles in seven are going to be very happy. But game's over. With 6 minutes to go, the game's over. Because you know if Brady needs to make a play against this defense, he's going to make it. I mean, it's not a spectacular game, but you look at his numbers, 34 for 42. He completed 80% of his passes. And at the end of the game, you could see he wasn't even happy with it. I mean, it wasn't exciting. It wasn't exciting, and it wasn't colorful, and it's not going to go on his all-time list of great Tom Brady moments. But he leaves town with a W, and that's all he cares about.
Ray Dittinger, as always, making sense when nothing else does. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right, Angelo. Take care. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.